COVID-19 pandemic restrictions are complicating the return to classes this fall for some University of Alaska Fairbanks international students. UAF Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor Anupma Prakash identifies an array of issues, from travel bans to a lack of flights and closed immigration and visa offices, as well as a Trump administration order that bans international students from the U.S. if they can take their classes online.
They are allowed to be in the U.S. to take classes only if the classes are being offered in person or a mixture of in-person and online classes. If the classes are all online and distance delivered, they cannot be physically in the U.S.
Noting the exemption for international students attending universities like UAF with a planned mix of in-person and online courses this fall, Prakash says the university is working to accommodate the students and their desire to be in Alaska.
Students want to be in the U.S. They want to be on campus, but they want to know whether they will be able to get their visas, that we'll be able to process their visa paperwork.
Prakash says UAF has 134 international students, adding that some university employees are also affected by new immigration and travel rules. She points to another presidential proclamation affecting the hiring of international employees requiring H-1B visas.
That's the kind of visa, most popular visa that we have for bringing in faculty and researchers with special expertise for research projects. Those are the ones that are impacted because they cannot enter the country till the end of December 2020.
Prakash says the situation has delayed the hiring of 17 UAF employees, individuals she stresses have specific expertise that's difficult to find in the U.S.